Mark Pena in the First Alert Weather Center.
Right now, 57 degrees at DuPont Circle, 55 at Germantown, 58 degrees in Annandale, getting down into the upper 40s overnight. And again, we should see highs near 80 tomorrow.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good evening. I'm Jenny Glick. Coming up, four Montgomery County teachers are reinstated and reassigned after expressing pro-Palestinian views online.
A local bougie bodega closes its doors in D.C. This is Kyle Cooper.
Some Prince George's County residents can boost their credit scores and get paid for it. I'm John Doman.
Members of Baltimore County's Latino community erect a monument to the workers killed in the Key Bridge collapse.
Some Prince George's County residents can boost their credit scores and get paid.
Anger of the Israeli-Hamas war intensifying at college campuses across the United States, leading to more than 100 arrests at Northeastern University. It's 6 o'clock.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Head to safety. A tornado has touched down in a tiny town 100 miles north of Oklahoma City. KWTV meteorologist David Payne.
Okay, we're going to have damage now. If you live in Hillsdale or south of Hillsdale, please, if it hasn't hit you yet, you got to go now. You don't have any time.
National Weather Service meteorologist Richard Bunn says some states are being hit hard by severe storms at this hour.
Thunderstorms have been developing quickly from the south central portion of Kansas into western Oklahoma and basically to the Red River near the Texas-Oklahoma border in the western part of the state.
I'm Omar Villafranca in Norman, Oklahoma, part of the southern plain states here where we're monitoring some possible tornadic activity. In fact, there's been several tornado watches and warnings that have already gone into effect. Right now, parts of the northeast corner of Oklahoma are seeing some tornado warnings, some observed, some radar indicated.
As protests continue on college campuses throughout the country, police are increasingly ending them. In Boston, police have arrested more than 100 pro-Palestinian protesters at Northeastern University.
The university says it called in police because protesters were shouting anti-Semitic slogans like kill the Jews. But student Sarah Barber says it was counter-protesters who shouted that.
There were pro-Israeli protesters that came with Israel flags and they were shouting and they were saying things such as kill the Jews, don't you agree? While the encampment protesters were chanting do not engage and they weren't responding.
Suzanne Sausville for CBS News, Boston.
Israel's foreign minister Israel Katz has told a television interviewer in Israel that a planned incursion into the southern Gaza city of Rafah could be suspended if a deal is made with Hamas to release Israeli hostages. A bank has failed, first time that's happened in the U.S. since November. CBS's Wendy Gillette says 32 bank branches in the Northeast will have new names as early as today.
Regulators abruptly closed Republic First Bank, operating in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York Friday, the first bank failure this year. The bank had $6 billion in assets and $4 billion in deposits as of the end of January. Fulton Bank in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, will take over Republic's deposits, assets, and branches.
Come on down now, all my friends.
Former Beatles drummer Ringo Starr has released a new album. It's called Crooked Boy. Starr is 83 years old. He says he's doing pretty well for someone who once had tuberculosis. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
6:03 Saturday evening, April 27th, 2024. 56 degrees, showers fading this evening. Temps falling through the 50s. Good evening, I'm Ian Crawford. Top local story we're following this hour, more than 48 hours after it started. A protest against the war in Gaza continues at George Washington University. WTOP's Lynn Bowie spoke with students about their messages and their demands.
Traditional Arabic music is playing on 8th Street next to University Yard, where more than a dozen tents have the street blocked off.
As someone who's Palestinian, I never imagined I would see anything like this in my life.
Grad student Moataz Salem has been here here since the beginning and calls it a solidarity encampment.
Seven of these students got suspended already, and they've threatened all of us with more suspensions, and still they're here. We're all here. It's a beautiful thing.
Among their demands for the university, divest from Israeli companies and end academic partnerships with Israeli institutions. At George Washington University, Lynn Bowie, WTOP News.
GW has a long history of protesting global conflict. In April 1969, the group Students for a Democratic Society seized and occupied a building to protest the university's actions regarding the Vietnam War. At 6:04, teachers at several schools in Montgomery County were placed on administrative leave last year for expressing pro-Palestinian views by email and on social media. They have now returned to the classroom, but at different locations. MoCo 360 reports that four teachers were investigated and eventually reassigned, but the school district would not provide information about the status of those investigations. Three of the teachers have sued the district over their suspensions. After 3 years of offering more upscale items than the average neighborhood corner store, Foxtrot has shut down in D.C. and around the country.
All six stores in the D.C. area and the rest of the company's stores in Chicago and Dallas shut down Tuesday. Kyle Young was the manager of the Georgetown store.
It's still really tough for me to accept that a decision like this could be made that would affect so many people without a fair warning. Yeah, it's really tough.
The store is offering imported wines, made-to-order meals, and locally sourced vegan treats were popular around here. The company said in a statement it explored many ways to stay open but couldn't find a viable option. The company has about 1,000 employees across the country. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
It's 6:06, and members of Baltimore County's close-knit Latino community have constructed an elaborate memorial to the six road workers killed in the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge last month. Group of mourners gathered at the memorial Friday evening to remind the public that even as cleanup efforts proceed on schedule and maritime traffic resumes through the Port of Baltimore, two of those victims remain missing. The workers were immigrants from Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. They were filling potholes on the bridge early on the morning of March 26th when a container ship lost power and crashed into one of the bridge's support columns. Having bad credit can cost you more money. WTOP's John Doman has details about a program aimed at boosting credit scores in Prince George's County.
It's called the Credit Builder. It asks residents to agree to deposit $44 every month for a year into a new account with the Prince George's Community Federal Credit Union.
We will report it to the Credit Bureau just like any other bill or loan that you would have to pay. And that history of on-time payments help boost your credit.
It's open to everyone in the county, but a limited number of people who live in Councilman Ed Burrow's district will also be eligible for a $44 match.
At the end of the year, every dollar the resident puts in, they get back. And every dollar that we put in, they get back.
That can be worth about $4,000 for those residents.
We've seen individuals raise their credit scores by 70 points in this program.
John Dome in WTOP News.
It is a busy Saturday evening. Lots to share with you tonight and coming up on WTOP In Money News.
What's a dry promotion? And should you take it? I'm Jeff Glabaugh.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Hey, have you heard the Virginia Lottery has a new Willy Wonka golden ticket scratcher that has a top prize of $100,000?
Tell that to my automated golden ticket scratcher apparatus. You simply put the ticket in here, and the machine scratches it for you. And while we wait, we can play the Willy Wonka golden ticket online game with a top prize of $1 million. Just visit VALottery.com or use the lottery app.
That's one impressive scratcher apparatus.
Use it whenever. What's mine is yours. But hands off the scratcher. That Willy Wonka golden ticket is all mine.
It's 6:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th. How are we riding, Monique Blyther?
Not bad. Decent commute around the region, minus a few hiccups. In Maryland, we did get word of a new crash on the outer loop of the Beltway just after Branch Avenue. Those delays are backing up to Branch Avenue. And once you're beyond the crash, the pace does improve. Now, on the inner loop of the Beltway, seeing rubbernecking delays there, but nothing reported blocking. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, as you make your way to and from Baltimore, seeing brief delays and separate stretches both inside and outside the Beltway. Nothing reported slowing you down or blocking along I-95 to or from Baltimore. Now, if you're heading to or from the Eastern Shore along Route 50 from Annapolis to the Bay Bridge, it's smooth sailing As you make your way across the bridge at this hour, we've got two lanes traveling east and three lanes traveling west. Inside the district, conditions are improving along DC 295. We were seeing delays in both directions. Those have eased. Now we're seeing them southbound from Benning Road and northbound as you make your way just beyond Pennsylvania Avenue. And again, that's volume only. Heading into Virginia, no major issues to report. However, on the inner loop from Tysons up to and across the American Legion Bridge, typical weekend volume there. No major mishaps to report along the outer loop. I-95 looking pretty good between the Springfield Interchange and points as far south as Falmouth. I-66 also running well both inside and outside the Beltway. Is it time to upgrade to the safest small SUV? Check out the Hyundai Tucson at Fitzgerald Hyundai with its 5-star crash rating. Go to fitsmall.com for the rock bottom price on the windshield of every car. I'm Monique Blyther, WTOP traffic.
Don't let these clouds and these drizzly rain showers get you down. There's better weather ahead in this forecast from 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
After a gray and showery afternoon, we're seeing these showers taper off from west to east for the rest of your Saturday. Clouds will stick around through about midnight, and then we're going to see those clear out eventually as well. Your Sunday morning features temperatures starting off in the mid-50s with mostly clear skies. And then we have about a 25 to 30 degree temperature jump on Sunday afternoon with sunshine and highs in the mid to upper 80s. It gets even warmer heading into Monday with forecast highs right now right around 90 degrees. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena on the First Alert Weather Center.
Columbia 55 degrees, 59 in Alexandria, 59 downtown at Penn Quarter. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Jeff Claybaugh.
With employee retention a stubborn problem, companies are turning to a cost-free way to keep younger employees. It is called a dry promotion.
To put it plainly, a dry promotion is a bigger, better title and more responsibility without a pay increase.
That's Joe Gonzalez at staffing firm Robert Half. Gen Z are most likely to get dry promotion offers. They're also most likely to say no thank you. But it does mean a little more clout on the resume, and it could lead to more pay.
First and foremost, we recommend getting the details. Really discuss the roles, responsibilities, and expectations with your boss. If you move forward, request a follow-up, an opportunity to ask for compensation review in a 3 or 6 month window.
If money is not on the table with a dry promotion, other things could be.
You may be able to negotiate other things like a flexible schedule, extra vacation time, a bigger bonus.
Companies can abuse dry promotions, not being upfront about the eventual increase in workload. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Still to come tonight, a closer look at what one observer calls the toxic campaign for the White House. It's 6:12.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well, inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
It's 6:13.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details. And important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's HIMS.com/JOY.
Bring AI to your data with TVAR Solutions and Dell Technologies. Accelerate from possible to proven with our innovative tech, expert services, and partner network. Experience top AI performance and simplify with cutting-edge tech for generative AI. Data fuels artificial intelligence and generative AI. Quality and quantity matter. Generative AI transforms organizations, boosting productivity, cutting costs, and delighting customers. With T-Bar Solutions and Dell, you're not just embracing the future, you're shaping it. Learn more at tbarsolutions.com/DellAI.
Still to come, the weekend gets off to a violent start in the district. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
When you wake up each morning, you need three things. Plenty of coffee, something to munch on, and the updated forecast. Plan your day with 7 News First Alert weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. Only on WTOP, Washington's top news.
It's 6:15, and there are still 192 days to go before this fall's presidential election. Many people are saying this is already the most toxic political election dating back to the Civil War era. U.S. News and World Report contributor and White House correspondent Ken Walsh has just written a book called The Architect of Toxic Politics. He joined WTOP's Dan Rona to talk about this contentious political landscape.
In many ways, these are the worst of times. What I try to do in the book is to show how we've had toxic politics almost from the beginning of the country. George Washington, our first president, did not have this. He was considered above reproach. And of course, he was elected twice by the Electoral College unanimously. But immediately after he didn't run again, the campaigns of 1796 and 1800 were very, very vicious and toxic. Some historians until recent times thought they were the most toxic that we've had. But of course, that was between Thomas Jefferson and John Adams. They called each other every name in the book, really invented some new terms for each other that were not flattering at all. We had Andrew Jackson, who was very, very involved in toxic politics himself in the campaigns of 1824 and 1828. But what's happened is after the Civil War, which was our most toxic period, of course, we were killing each other then, we go into a brief period where people were trying to submerge their differences. But it keeps coming back. And that's one point I wanted to make in the book, that the reason it's so unhealthy today is because it's really part of our DNA in many ways.
Is this also because we have social media, the traditional media, and some politicians who really know how to exploit our differences?
Absolutely. Those are all very, very true. We call them influencers today. We've had them around for a long time. You go back to Father Charles Coughlin, mm-hmm. who's a Catholic priest who had a radio show during the Depression, very popular, very, very toxic politics then. I could go on and on about that. But today, partly because the mainstream media is drawn to conflict, and this is what we do, and that's my profession, and social media in particular pushes this toxic brand of politics. You can find any conspiracy theory, any example of hostility and nastiness on social media, unfiltered, and
real quickly,
people are drawn to this.
Real quickly, Ken, any reasons to be optimistic 7 months out from an election?
I wish I could say otherwise, but I don't think so. I think this is going to be one of the worst periods of toxic politics we've seen, and it's going to be up to the public going forward to reject the toxic politics as much as possible. The politicians, I don't think, are going to do that.
U.S. News and World Report contributor and White House correspondent Ken Walsh is the author of the book, The Architect of Toxic Politics. Quick look at the top stories we're working on tonight at WTOP. Protesters remain camped out at colleges in D.C. and throughout the country, calling for their schools to cut ties with Israel over the war in Gaza. One-time movie mogul Harvey Weinstein is hospitalized in New York City after being transferred there from an upstate jail. And President Biden says he'd be happy to debate former President Trump ahead of the November general election. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. It's 6:18. Traffic and weather on the 8th, right along with Monique Blyther in the traffic center.
Thanks, Ian. First responders are still with the crash on the outer loop of the Beltway just after Branch Avenue. Those delays are still backing up. You're looking at least a mile on the outer loop, and also rubbernecking delays on the inner Beltway. Now, as you make your way beyond the crash, the pace does improve. Pretty decent commute on both loops of the Beltway between Prince George's and Montgomery counties. Getting word of a new incident, however, in Upper Marlboro on southbound Pennsylvania Avenue just after the Beltway. We've got responsive crash activity. Expect to lose at least one travel lane there. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, still heavy and slow on separate stretches between the Beltway and Maryland 32. That appears to be volume only. Inside the district, DC 295, those conditions still slowly improving there. Those delays in both directions between Pennsylvania Avenue and Benning Road. On the Virginia side, getting new word of an incident in Arlington affecting traffic southbound 395 at the ramp from Shirlington Road. This is exit 6. We've got word of a broken down, partially blocking the roadway there. You'll want to keep an eye out as you make your way through the area. Staples stores have great prices on all the products and services for your small business or remote workers and learners. Learn more at your local Staples store. I'm Monique Blyther, WTOP Traffic.
The soggy Saturday giving way to a sizzling Sunday. Your forecast now from 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
Cloudy and cool conditions for the rest of your Saturday evening as showers taper off from west to east. The clouds will eventually move away as well. By tomorrow morning, we're looking at clear skies and temperatures in the mid-50s. And then we get a significant warm-up. Forecast highs on your Sunday afternoon are in the mid to upper 80s. That's about a 25 to 30 degree temperature jump from where we're seeing them on Saturday. And then it gets even warmer. We're going to stay dry and sunny on Monday and temperatures around 90 degrees. If we hit 90 on Monday, that'll be the first time this year and about 2 weeks earlier than average for us. We cool off a little bit heading into Tuesday with forecast highs in the mid-80s and a few showers and a thunderstorm or two possible in the afternoon. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena on the First Alert Weather Center.
Weather for all seasons, quite literally. It is 59 at Reagan National Airport, Dulles with 57 degrees. It's 57 at BWI Thurgood Marshall Airport, brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Prevent costly water damage and protect your home's health with Gutter Helmet, 888-5-HELMET. Coming up on WTOP, how small businesses are reacting to a juvenile curfew at National Harbor. More from WTOP in 90 seconds.
Remodeling for how you live today. Here are clients of Sun Design sharing how thoughtful design-build solutions have better connected their family and friends.
The other aspect that, again, Sun Design was very creative with was before the construction was done, it was a little bit dark in here. There weren't quite as many windows, so things like increasing the window space on both sides, as well as putting the see-through fireplace in, brought in a lot more light. And I can tell you that that fireplace alone generates tons of comments from friends, and it does have a big impact on just the feel of the place overall.
All of our children love it. Our daughter loves it. She's into interior design, so she thinks it's fabulous. I think they call it bougie. Our house is bougie.
Join Sun Design at their virtual remodeled home tour event on May 2nd. Learn how your neighbors are modifying their homes for a better quality of life. Register at sundesigninc.com. That's sundesigninc.com.
621.
I'm Bev. My husband Bill is living with idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, a type of interstitial lung disease that can scar your lungs and make it hard to breathe. ILD can be hard to diagnose. If you're out of breath with a constant dry cough, ask a pulmonologist if it could be ILD. Bill and I have been married for over 60 years, and we're looking forward to more. If you or someone you love may have ILD, find support, hope, and help at lungsandyou.com.
You're listening to WTOP News.
622, I'm Ian Crawford. Thanks for spending some of your Saturday evening with us. D.C. police have their hands full after a pair of shootings overnight, one of them deadly. The first happened around 11:30 last night along Connecticut Avenue near DuPont Circle after an inside dispute spilled outside. Police say at least six people were hurt. Five of them were hospitalized, expected to be okay, though. The sixth victim refused treatment. Police identifying the suspect as 29-year-old Renwell Mantock of Hyattsville. They also say a weapon was recovered at the scene. Less than 3 hours later, officers responded to a second shooting at a restaurant along U Street in Northwest. One man, 43-year-old Kenneth Goins of Salisbury, Maryland, was shot several times inside the restaurant. He has died. Police looking for two suspects in that incident. A new juvenile curfew is in effect this weekend at National Harbor. WTOP's Matt Koufax is talking to small businesses in the area about their thoughts.
Recently, what I've seen, teenagers fighting. Girls, little teenage girls on their phone trying to find other teenage girls to fight them, or guys trying to find dudes to fight, and they vandalizing people's stores that they work hard for in this harbor.
Small business workers like Amber, who has a job at Pepper Palace in National Harbor, tell me they're big supporters of this new juvenile curfew.
Hope it fixes whatever's going on with these kids.
She says late night crime is eroding small business morale in the area and hopes police take a harder stance against juvenile crime. She wants a more permanent solution to what she calls the craziness.
Don't call their parent. Put them in your police call, talk to them, then call their parent. Okay, that's not going to work. Put them in a jail cell.
In National Harbor, Matt Koufax, WTOP News.
Prince George's County Police say they won't have final numbers on how many juvenile contacts they had at National Harbor, if any, until Monday. When you pay a bag fee at a checkout counter in D.C., your nickel goes toward clean river cleanup efforts, I should say. WTOP's Kate Ryan reports some of that money could be shifted under a current proposal.
Anacostia Riverkeeper Trey Sherrod explains that paper or plastic bag fee money that you pay at the grocery store goes to the Anacostia River Cleanup Fund. But under what's called a Budget Support Act, money earmarked for specific uses could be shifted to the D.C. General Fund. And that's being proposed for about $1.8 million currently in the cleanup fund. Sherrod's worried that could leave his organization's free educational boat tours high and dry.
And it's not just us, a whole slew of nonprofits doing really good work around the Anacostia River and environment and environmental education more broadly in D.C. will be impacted by this.
Sherrod will be testifying on the topic before a budget committee hearing in D.C. on Monday. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Frank Hanrahan, when did the NFL draft become as long as the season itself? With the 812th pick.
Feels so long ago that the Commanders had that number two overall selection on Thursday night, and the draft is still going, almost over, seventh round about to wrap up shortly. Commanders did finalize their NFL draft, taking edge rusher Javonte Jean-Baptiste from Notre Dame. Earlier in the fifth, they took linebacker Jordan McGee out of Temple. That was, in the fifth. Commanders also got a defensive cornerback in Dominique Hampton, a safety out of the University of Washington. So all the picks are in for the Commanders. Now it's the offseason workouts, mini camps, and before you know it, will be this regular season.
Well, they actually play, too, right?
They actually do play. Okay. That's right. By the way, the Buffalo Bills drafted a British rugby player, Travis Clayton, in the seventh round, because when they made the pick, it just said Travis Clayton, England. And I'm like, where's this guy come from?
Uh-huh.
He's 303 pounds. They expect him to play guard. Ran a 4.0.